How can you make sure that you are thriving in your business much more than just simply surviving? Welcome to Your Business Quest podcast. I'm Usman Sharif, the business owner's coach, and I'm dedicated to guiding established experts like you through the journey of confidently growing your business without chaos and confusion. Come along as we navigate the unique chapters ahead of your business, exploring how to master your mindset and truly embrace your entrepreneurial superpower in everything you do. So if you're ready to make some real magic happen in your business, then let's embark upon this exciting quest together. Welcome to another episode, and today I would love to talk to you as the business owner and the boss of your business, and whether you are thriving or surviving, and why that's important for the growth of your business, the enjoyment, the fulfillment in your business, and what can you do to really help yourself to make sure that you are thriving more of the time. So what does thriving even mean? So think about it from your point of view. When you think about the word thrive in the context of business and in life, how does it feel? What pictures come up in your mind? What do you hear yourself say in response to that? Well, for me, when I think about the word thriving, that's when you're leaning into opportunities, when you're excited, you've got that energy, you've got that feeling of vitality, you feel like you're pushing yourself out your comfort zone, you're growing, you've just got that mojo. And when you are in that vibe of thriving, then real magic can happen. And yes, it's great to be in that zone of being in that thriving kind of mentality and mindset, and your thinking, your feeling, and your actions really can make a huge difference when you are in that thriving mode. But just like many things, it can fluctuate in reality. So that's why today I would love to talk about the different things that we can do, and especially the components of thriving versus surviving, so that you can spot it quickly to recognize, am I thriving or am I simply surviving? There's another two elements I will allude to in a moment, and giving you that chance to go, where am I currently? And then more importantly, what can I do to keep or get to that thriving zone? I know you're excited to get going, but before we jump in, I want you to get the most from today's episode. And for you to do that, just like it would be if you go on any journey, you need to know where you currently are right now before just blindly moving forward. So I invite you to take my Business Magic Scorecard right now so that you can get a snapshot of your current reality. You know what's going well in your business and where you've got the biggest opportunities for even more growth ahead. It's quick, typically taking less than 97 seconds. It's free, and I know it'll give you so much clarity. You'll get a personalized report with your results, along with some exclusive free resources to help you based upon your results to move things forward. I promise that it will help you to discover which of the three elements of my business magic formula you'd benefit from focusing upon right now. You'll then hear what's discussed in the rest of this podcast episode very differently and through a more personalized perspective with your scores in mind. And that, my friend, will help you when it comes to deciding what to implement and what actions to take as a result. So take action now. Simply go to usmansharif.com/scorecard or visit the links in the show notes. Okay, now let's get going. So let's dive into really exploring what the differences are between thriving and surviving. Well, a lot of research around this shows that when you are thriving, there's two main things that are at play. One is that element of you've got that vitality, and that's where you feel really energized, you feel really strong, and you are taking care of yourself. You've got a high sense of personal well-being in that element. So you've got that vitality, that kind of freshness. Things are working well for you in that sense. And then alongside that, you've got growth. And growth could be anything from you feel like you're making progress, you're getting results, you're expanding, you're learning. And I want you to imagine, just picture it in your mind, that you've got an axis. So you've got like the horizontal axis, that would be like your level of growth. On the right-hand side, that would be like you are growing. And on the left-hand side, you're kind of in that, you know, stagnation zone. And then on the y-axis, the vertical, at the top, you've got that high level of vitality. And at the bottom, you've got that low level of vitality. So if you could picture it in that way, that means that we've got four different boxes. And again, if you can't visualize it, then I'll explain this as we go through. So how do these different components then come together? Well, if you have got that high level of vitality, plus you've got that high level of growth, i.e. that would be you being in the top right-hand box. This is really where you are in that thriving zone. So can you think about it? That's when you are feeling like you're growing, things are moving forward, you are making progress, you're leaning into it, and really thriving comes in there. And that's really about how do we keep ourselves in that zone when we're in that energy, we're being proactive, we're leaning into that journey, things are going well, but we feel like we're not sacrificing ourselves to the detriment of our business or vice versa. It's very much like we're in that zone where things are really flourishing. But if you compare that to the opposite, so if you've got low vitality and also low growth, well, that would be like you being in the bottom left-hand zone. And the way that I think about that is that's a surviving mode. That's where you feel like you're just coping. You are kind of stuck in many situations. It could be eating away at your enthusiasm, your motivation, your energy. Nothing's really changing in that way. You're just basically just doing what you can to survive and to get through each day, each week as it comes. And of course, by you listening to this podcast, I know that you don't want to be in that zone. And sometimes we can get into that zone, and that's natural as human beings as well. But I want to make sure that you recognize that as quickly as you can to go, hold on, there's telltale signs that I might be having low vitality and low growth. Therefore, I might be putting myself in the surviving zone, or I might be heading towards that zone. And then there's another two zones as well that I want to kind of talk about. You've also got the one where you've got that low level of vitality, but you might have that high level of growth. So the way that you could think about that would be the bottom right-hand corner. So here, this is the warning zone for me. Okay, the reason why I call it the warning zone is because it can lead to burnout. Because yes, you've got that level of high growth. Things are moving forward. You are learning. You are making progress. You are expanding. But if you've got low vitality, and that's where a lot of your mindset, a lot of your habits, a lot of your boundaries can start to get, you know, challenged, it's like you're being stretched so far that you end up becoming strained. And I talk about this a lot when I work with clients around goal setting. How do we make sure that you don't get in that strain zone? Because if you are in that strain zone, then it really can lead to burnout. And I've seen that in many situations with business owners. At times, I have kind of been in that zone where really, if you keep in that zone, yes, you might be growing, your business might be growing, but it's not sustainable and it's a high risk for you to then go, is it actually going to continue to flourish? Are you going to continue to flourish? Are you going to continue to grow that business? Or are you potentially going to burn out or cause other challenges, both personally, mentally, health-wise, relationships, all these other things can come in there as well. And then the other zone to think about is the zone where you've got a high level of vitality, but you've got a low level of growth. So that would be like the top left-hand zone. And the way that I think about this zone is you're in your comfort zone. I'm not saying necessarily this is a bad zone to be in, but it's about recognizing this. So that's where there may be things that you are doing where you're not necessarily growing your business. It might be more of the maintenance zone of your business is probably the way that I would describe it. But things overall are going well. You are still feeling from a vitality perspective that you are energized, you're enjoying it, you're still strong, you're taking care of yourself. You might be taking care of other responsibilities and other things that are important in your life. It could be a particular season that you're in, but actually, you're not necessarily doing a lot of personal growth or business growth in that zone. And like I say, it's important to recognize, am I in my comfort zone? And there may be times that you're choosing to be in your comfort zone, and that's okay, but you're not necessarily going to get growth. You're not going to get kind of things moving forward in a massive way in that zone. But we want to make sure that even if you are in that zone, the comfort zone, that you don't end up trickling down into the low vitality, the low growth, i.e. just a surviving mode, because that could be a recipe for disaster. And we also want to make sure that you can just keep focusing on, well, what does it look like if I was to get into more of the thriving zone without pushing yourself to the point where you're challenging yourself so much to the fact that you're actually not hitting the thriving zone, but instead you potentially could lead to the warning zone or the burnout zone. So I hope this model is a really simple model, but it can really help you to understand the correlation between thriving when you look at both your vitality and your growth together. And those two elements can make a huge difference when it comes to your own personal satisfaction, your own mental, physical well-being, and so much that's important for you as a business owner when it comes to growing your business. And then it gives you the chance to really understand what zone are you in and what zone do you want to be in. And my suggestion would be doing what you can to be in that thriving zone. So I would really recommend for you to take a bit of reflection time. Think about, when have you been thriving? That might be currently, it might be in past situations, and just look at what were some of the habits that you had that were allowing you to have that level of vitality and growth? And are you doing that? Do you still have those habits at the moment, or have any of those habits slipped from a growth perspective or a vitality perspective? And what can you do to really just focus upon it, to fine-tune it, to get those habits back? Because a big element of this is self-awareness can make a huge difference. By you understanding it, by you noticing, it then gives you the chance to then go, right, what am I going to do about it? So as you know, because I talk about it all the time, business is a journey. We are on that journey, both in short term, medium term, and the long term. But when you are truly in that thriving mindset, it allows you to focus much more in that longer term perspective. How can you have a thriving business so that it allows you to continue to grow, to continue to have that feeling of vitality? And sometimes that might mean that you're saying no to certain things and maintaining boundaries, looking at what's the impact on other parts of your life so that you've got a real balance that works for you and what's important to you. So as always, I am curious to hear what you make of this episode. What insights have you got? So please do reach out to me. Let me know, what zone are you currently in and what is your biggest takeaways from this episode? As always, you can find links to how to contact me in the show notes by scrolling down the app that you're listening to or looking at the show notes on the website. And I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Until then, bye for now. Two quick things before you go. First of all, I would be so grateful if you could do me a favour and take a minute to subscribe, rate, and leave a review of this podcast on your favourite podcast player. This will mean that this episode and future episodes find their way to other business owners to help them on their business journey. And also for you, it'll mean that the next episode will be waiting for you in your feed so that you don't miss out. And then if you've not already done so, I'd again love to invite you to take the Business Magic Scorecard, because in less than 2 minutes, I promise that it will help you to clearly see where your biggest opportunities are for growth and what's currently going well for you, so that you can keep doing those things. You'll receive your results in a personalized report, along with free exclusive resources to help you move things forward based upon your individual results. And what's more, you can even book in for a free 50-minute virtual cuppa with me so that we can have a real two-way conversation about your business and results. So will it be your design, your mindset, or your strategies that need your attention so that you can confidently grow your business without chaos and confusion? Find out by going to osmansharif.com/scorecard or through the links in the show notes. I look forward to hearing what you make of your results, and until next time, bye for now.